The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
A lowering in childcare creche costs in the region of 20 to 25% is reported to be on the way for parents, and a new measure to introduce a free school book scheme for all students of primary school going age is now expected to be part of a suite of measures amounting to 10 billion in tomorrow's budget. For the latest on the measures that were cobbled together overnight, I'm joined by Daniel McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner, and we'll get some reaction from a principal and from a parent in a few moments' time. But first of all, Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It seems very last minute, this thing of working long into the night, because, you know, the speech has got to be written and all the tables and the rest of it have to be prepared by the civil service.
Yeah, and we know that the meeting between Pascal Donoghue and Michael McGrath, the party leaders, went on till after 1 o'clock in the morning last night, and they were back at it again at about 8:30 in the department. So, you know, it is very much to the wire. Now, we do know that Michael McGrath on his side, you know, pretty much signed off on his side of the arrangement last night, his side of the kind of the budget last night, that they're all the spending measures. I presume what they're trying to just figure out is this sort of the balance between the cost, the living side of the budget package, which is around 3 billion or so, and then the kind of the full budget for next year, which is about 6.7 billion. Mm. But I think the vast majority of the budget is done. I think there was one more meeting of the party leaders and the finance ministers this morning, and then literally it'll be all systems go in terms of printing the documentation. But, you know, this is a large, large budget by any stretch of the imagination. You're unleashing, you know, a sizable chunk of money into an economy that's already kind of doing pretty well. At a time, I suppose, when inflation is running very high as well. So you've a myriad of competing interests here at play, but certainly there is a focus from what we're reporting this morning, and I know others are reporting this morning, there is very much a focus in this budget on helping families with toddlers to teenagers, you know, ease that cost of living pressures that they're experiencing at the moment.
We've been hearing about creche fees being reduced and how that will be implemented. It's going to go to creches that don't increase their fees. They're going to try and control all of that. You don't get the money unless you charge what is reasonable. We'll see the devil in the detail tomorrow. In terms of school books being free, whether it's for primary school or for everybody, that's not quite clear. The rumour suggests primary school only. That appears to me to be a very easy win at very little cost.
It's no doubt it's going to be a very popular move. And as someone who has got three primary school children, going age, it certainly will be a welcome measure, because not only is it a kind of a, you know, it's a very burdensome task to try and get all these books sorted every year going into the school, but there is a substantial cost in it. So Norma Foley, has been trying to push this over the line since taking office in 2020. She's now able to do it. It's at a cost of 48 million. The significant part of it, Pat, is it's not a once-off measure for next year. It will be a permanent measure. So from next September onwards,
parents will no longer. Primary school only?
Yeah, it is primary school only for now, but I would envisage that, you know, if this proves to be successful, and I have no doubt that it will, then I'm sure at some point in the future they will look to extend it to secondary school, but that's not for now. As of now, it is a primary school only level.
Anything else you can leak to us, Danny, from what you've been hearing?
Well, I just direct all your listeners to the front page of the Irish Examiner this morning, Pat. There's quite a lot, you know, that we know already. So we know that the college fees will be reduced by 500 euro. We know that the income tax thresholds for the higher rate of tax will increase to a much higher level than we had previously thought. It will go up to near on 40,000, which is, you know, it's up from 36,800 at the moment. So that's a sizable jump on that. And ultimately, not only will that, I suppose, keep whoever is, you know, only paying the higher or the lower rate of tax as they are at the moment, but it'll bring in a whole raft of additional people who will kind of not have to pay the higher rate of tax. So that is significant. We know there's limited enough movement on the USC. Literally all they'll do is tweak that to ensure that those who benefit from the minimum wage increase will not be affected by higher USC rates. But you're looking at we know there's going to be the three energy credits over the winter period. We know there'll be a double child benefit payment. We know that there's going to be extension to the fuel allowance up by about 3, 4 or 5 euro from its current rate per week, and the eligibility is going to be increased substantially. We know from a renter's perspective, there's going to be additional tax credits between 200 and 400 euro. Not likely to see anything for landlords. There had been talk of that, but I think that they've been kind of, they were certainly kind of being dialed down. The expectations on that one were being dialed down last night. From our side, media industry, we expect to get the 0% VAT rate on newspapers. That's all but confirmed. The Taoiseach giving comment to that in New York on Friday, and so on and so on. So there is quite a large suite of measures. Health are likely to be the big losers in terms of that, because the vast majority of what they were looking for in terms of new measures may not happen or may have to be deferred somewhat into kind of the back end of next year. Largely that is because inflation is running rampant, particularly in the health sector on the capital side, so that a huge chunk of the money that is being allocated to them is simply going to allow them to stand still rather than do anything new. So there are real pressures, notwithstanding the large sum of money that is going to be unleashed tomorrow.
Yeah, I keep on thinking, physicians, heal thyself. Be more efficient. Use the money wisely. You get more money than most countries in Europe. So do the job better. That's what I would say. Danny, thank you very much for joining us. Daniel McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner. Laura Erskine, parenting expert, mother of three. Laura, in terms of the measures that Danny has revealed, what do you think from the school-going child's point of view?
I'm a little bit sceptical, Pat, to be honest. I have three children. I have one who's in the ECI of the Montessori year. I have another one in primary school and another one who started secondary school this year. So when I hear about school books being made free for primary school students and the about €150 I spent on primary school books this year, you know, I'm very happy. However, when I look at the detail of that and I see that 70% of my daughter's school books for primary school are actually workbooks, and they're workbooks in fifth class. So as you go down through the years, the more junior classes have all workbooks. All of these books have to be written in. And I can't imagine that the Department of Education is going to provide the funding to schools to buy books that can't be reused. So I would be curious.
I would suggest that that's exactly what they'll do. I mean, there might be an incentive, and we'll be talking to a principal of a national school in a moment who's with me in studio, that they will be trying to encourage schools to reuse books that are reusable, hand them down the classes and the generations. But the ones that cannot be reused, they're the ones that they need to subsidise.
Absolutely. And I hope that that is the case and that there's not a big asterisk beside that, that it's only the books that are in print and can be reused that they will fund. Because in which case, this is actually is not going to make much of a difference to parents trying to pay for school books for primary school children. And the fact that then secondary school books have been left out of this budget, considering they are the most expensive. I spent nearly €400 on a school books for a first year student going into secondary school, plus an additional €550 on an iPad, which is compulsory since COVID. And each of the school books that have to be bought for the secondary school child have to be bought brand new, because there is a scratch-off digital code on the inside cover that is a one-time single-use code for that book to be uploaded onto the school iPad. And the school iPad is compulsory, plus the insurance, plus the ongoing maintenance of that iPad with a special organisation who makes sure that it can't get hacked and it can only be used for school use. And yet that iPad still attracts VAT of 23%, and there is a 0% VAT rate on printed school books.
Okay, so whatever little they do for the primary school sector and for the preschool sector, they need to start thinking about second-level students, because that's when the bills start to mount. Now, admittedly, the books are supposed to be for a cycle. So in junior cycle, 3 years, transition year, I suppose that's part of the senior cycle, whether you use books or not during that year. But it would be at least a two-year academic cycle for the books you buy for Leaving Cert. But very expensive, as you put it. I can't see, though, the department saying we'll buy iPads for one and all. Child drops the iPad. Give me another one, please.
So. I agree, Pat, but there is insurance that you buy, and it's €7 a month, and that protects the iPad against any breakage, no matter how it happens. But the thing is, these iPads have to be bought from one company that has a monopoly on this system across all of the secondary schools in Ireland.
I hardly think that is permissible, number one. you know, if you're talking about, say, iPads made by Apple, and Apple do tend to control the prices of everything, no matter where you go, what supplier, online, offline, retail, the price.
It is the price. And you're right, Pat. But the problem is that the iPad has to be configured by this central company who puts downloads onto the iPad. Yeah.
I'm getting a sign from Jonathan Hanley that there are three companies, so it's not quite a monopoly. Anyway, Laura, you're sceptical, and we see whether your scepticism is justified tomorrow afternoon when we get the fine detail of the budget. Laura Erskine, parenting expert, mother of three, thank you very much. Jonathan Hanley, principal of Assumption Senior Girls National School in Walkinstown in Dublin, is the one making signs at me, telling me there are a number of providers of that configuration. But that's, so it's not quite a monopoly.
But this could certainly be maybe better competition. I think Laura actually raises some really important points there. This is, first of all, a very positive step forward. Anything that puts money back in the pockets of parents at such an extreme moment of such a high cost of living is welcomed. However, we do have to be careful that private companies don't jump on this and they don't see it as an opportunity to make...
In other words, the cover price of the book suddenly goes up. Because now that would be the state concern. Is paying, and that €20 book becomes 25.
Yeah, and it's a guaranteed 25, you know, because there are families out there that simply cannot afford books, and therefore, you know, schools help them and things like that. But
would you like to see the schools in control of this process? Because there is always the difficulty that if you give people a grant, cash in hand for books, that one way or the other, it might not get be spent on books. You know, it might be spent on new shoes for the child or whatever, even though the child needs the books, needs the workbooks, whatever, that it may not be the priority in a particular household. Would you like to see the schools have control of this process?
Well, isn't that the sad predicament that we're in, that families can actually be looking at books, or sorry, looking at shoes on a child's feet as opposed to books? I would say that it needs to be a centralised approach. I know in the Netherlands, for example, they have a centralised scheme where books are sent out from their department. It cannot be something that's too laborious in schools. We have to focus on teaching and learning in the classrooms. But it is something that I think needs to be controlled, and it does need to be...
I don't understand the way things work now. A long time since I was in primary school. So in terms of workbooks, you write on them and that's it. They cannot be reused. We used to use copybooks and copy stuff down from the blackboard as it was. Now they tend to be whiteboards and all the rest of it. But those workbooks, is it the same regime right throughout the primary school system? Or could some school say, you need 20 workbooks, and another school might say, you need 4 workbooks?
Possibly, yeah. It does come down to individual schools.
Because that's where the rub would be.
Yeah, no, for example, last year we changed our science scheme, and we looked at a range of different books to buy for the school, first of all, and we worked off them with copies. Yeah. So I suppose going back to an old approach, the thing is in schools do generally try and focus on teaching and learning. What is the best outcome for the child's learning? Now we have to be very extremely cognizant of the fact that parents are under so much pressure financially. So again, it's going to be down to a balance.
Okay, but you as a principal, do you determine kind of the number of workbooks that people have? Do individual teachers determine that in your school?
It's a collaborative approach. So I sit down with the teachers, we look at different options, we bring people in from the various different book companies, and we also speak to the Parents Association as well, and we look at what's going to work best for us. But we have, thankfully, we have been able to keep across the schools, actually within our area in Walkinstown, we have been able to keep the costs down as much as possible. Yeah. The last 4 years.
So is there a system that would recommend it, for example, instead of cash, that people get a voucher?
Well, again,
you know,
I go back to...
That is dedicated to school books.
Why not a procurement setup? Why not a centralised setup like they have in the Netherlands, where a number of different companies could put their name in the hat for this? And again, that would... you know, increase competition, and then it could be done centralised and the books could be delivered straight to the school. And this happens in a number of European countries, and something which I think could happen in Ireland as well.
Finally, Jonathan, do you see this as the first baby step in a process that might get us to where we want to be, which is that parents would not have to put their hands in their pockets for books and other equipment for all school students?
I'd absolutely hope so. But I do think, I know we're being quite sceptical here, I do think it's a positive step forward. We've had many, many years now where this hasn't been the case. The next step now would be second level. Even though I'm in primary level, I am interested in the second sector at all. We have to look at things holistically. You're talking four times the price there for parents. It's huge. So hopefully, maybe in the coming years, we'll step up to that as well.
Jonathan Hanley, Principal of the Assumption Senior Girls National School in Walkinstown in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.